You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm now joined by Dominika Rogers, a PhD candidate from Karolinska Institute in Sweden, to tell us about a recent study into how blind people can perceive their own heartbeats. Dominika, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about this study. What is it and how did it come about?
So for a relatively long time, I've been interested in this very interesting concept of body ownership. So how do we come up with this feeling of owning our own body? And if you open a cognitive neuroscience textbook, and cognitive neuroscience is this field of neuroscience that I'm studying in my PhD, and you would search for entry body ownership, you would probably find out information that body ownership comes as a result of a merge of sensory information from vision, touch, and proprioception. And I've been thinking about it for many, many years, in fact, since I learned about this phenomenon. How does the feeling of body ownership emerge in blind people without the visual input? This is basically the topic of my PhD, so body ownership in blind individuals. And throughout my PhD, I did several studies, and I think that the most exciting one is, in fact, the one that we're going to talk about today. So this finding that blind people are better at sensing their own heartbeat.
So what did the experiment look like then?
So what we did is that we invited 36 blind participants and 36 sighted participants, and we used a task that is called heartbeat counting task. And during this task, the participants have a pulse oximeter attached to their index finger. This pulse oximeter measures their heart rate, so it can tell us when did the person have their heartbeat at a given time. And during the task is very, very simple. The participants are asked to count their heartbeats from the moment when they hear start until the moment when they hear stop. And then we compare their assessment, the number that they give, with the actual number of heartbeats. And this gives us an index how well did the participants sense their heartbeat, basically. And we found that our blind participants were much, much better than sighted participants in counting their own heartbeats. And therefore, it led to a conclusion that it seems to be the case that blind people are better at sensing their inner signals.
But what can this be used for? You know, there's a lot of interoception stuff in this, and it can be used to go out with sensing other emotions. What could these findings mean?
Yeah, this is a very good question. So in fact, the participants, the people who took part in this study, were the very first to actually hear what we found. And we got this immediate response from many of them that, you know, after taking part in this study, I realized that, you know, I do have this feeling of my heart beating with me all the time, and it can be very informative for me when it comes to my own emotions. So now when I'm into a situation that is emotional, I feel my heart, I'm more focused on this heartbeat signal. It sort of helps me to guide my behavior. It makes me realize that, oh, I was emotionally influenced by this situation. So basically, this awareness of the cardiac signal basically helps to guide the behavior on a daily basis. And I find that very cool.
Yeah, very cool thing. And on like a small individual level can be like a great thing of just knowing yourself and taking stock of situations. So yeah, very exciting stuff. What's next for you in your PhD?
So this was a behavioral experiment, and what we do very often in cognitive neuroscience labs is that we also invite our participants to take part in electroencephalography or functional magnetic resonance imaging. So basically, in case of the latter, the fMRI scanner or MRI scanner, we invite our participants to basically get a brain scan, get a picture of their brain. And we found that in case of our blind participants, so the participants that took part in the behavioral study and then also progressed to the MRI study, so the one that as a result gets a picture of their brains, we found that there is a correlation between thickness of an area in the visual cortex, so a region of the brain that in sighted individuals is responsible for processing visual information. So a part of that brain in our blind participants, the thickness of that part is correlated with how well they did on the task, on the heartbeat counting task. We also invited the sighted participants to get the picture of their brain, and we did not find such correlation in their case. And we interpret the finding as basically finding neuroanatomical proxy of this enhanced heartbeat counting ability. So it seems like the visual cortex, as we know from previous studies, obviously, but also from this study, might get repurposed for this enhanced sensory ability in blind individuals.
Dominika Radu is a PhD candidate from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. Thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for the invitation.